We're a large urban school district in San Diego and Southern California. We have a range of schools, from schools in very wealthy neighborhoods to schools in very poor neighborhoods. We have perhaps 47 different languages spoken in our schools. We believe that a school district must provide technology at all levels, K to 12, in order to ensure there's a common denominator for learning for all kids.
So even in the middle of really a devastating economic crisis, the people of San Diego a couple of years ago passed a major school bond measure. We've taken that investment from the people of San Diego and we've put that into equipping over the next 5 years every classroom in our district, over 7,000 classrooms, with 21st century technology, equipping teachers with the training that they need to teach with the new technology. Our focus is every individual student that comes through our school district. When they leave our school district and graduate from high school, that they've got a great chance of being successful.
As Windows 7 came out, we began to look at the advantages that Windows 7 offered.
The leadership that we have here in the district and in the IT department has come at just the right time, where Microsoft has produced the right tool set and the right operating systems. And we believe that we have the best environment and that we're building the best environment with the best breed of tools. We have found that Windows 7, Microsoft's System Center Configuration Manager, and Active Directory are a great combination that work well together. Other Microsoft products that we're deploying include Internet Explorer 8, and it is probably the best browser out there at the moment, in our opinion. It's secure and it's stable. We think that it's probably even more secure than Firefox or Safari.
We want to make sure that technology, that experience, flows consistently and equitably from kindergarten to 12th grade. So every type of student, every type of grade or subject area will have the ability to use our technology. We're also making sure that every student has access to the technology. So we're equipping the room and we're training our teachers. When you walk into a typical I-21 classroom now, you'll see an interactive whiteboard that the teachers use to engage students in different ways. You're also seeing the use of computers at every single desk.
Technology is an enabler for the school district in two dimensions. One, the academic, the second, business. We are a fairly complex organization managing a over $1 billion budget, so there's great need for technology to manage data.
We're building a data warehouse now with business intelligence modules that are now going to be able to draw up from this single database infrastructure and provide important bits of information that, you know, before would have to be printed in reports and maybe provided monthly or quarterly.
It's much easier than I thought it would be. Definitely much easier and definitely fun. Fun because I was able to see how natural it was for the kids to get into it. So the things I would do normally in my day, I just use the technology to help me do it better.
Whether they're going to go into a repair or research or a retail world, regardless of the career path, technology will be a player for them, and they need to be familiar, comfortable, and focused on using technology.
You can bring up one window right here and one window right here so you can see the stats and right away have it right here to type on it. So that's why I like it better on the computer.
When we think about technology and what that means to us, it's not just equipment and it's not just programs and software. What it really is a different way of thinking about how we educate, the level of engagement, and I think the level of intensity in learning that we see in our classrooms is, it's really exciting. It's exciting to see, and it's something that we wouldn't have seen a couple of years ago.
There's no question that teachers would not use this technology the way you're seeing in our classrooms if it didn't work.
It allows that desktop to then open up, start up, and be ready for use within a few seconds after it's powered on.
From a security standpoint, we're much further along than we ever were. Teachers and students logging directly into our network, we're able to assure a safe computing experience. The equation for savings for me is that we're able to
do the work that we're doing with the same amount of staff. And so being able to do much, much more to the magnitude that we're talking about with the same or less money is the true savings for us. We are absolutely on the path of transforming our teaching and learning environments.